SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Jamaicans urged to support work of the Jamaica Cancer Society. And coming up later, our Glimpses of Jamaica segment. Do stay with us. Jamaicans are being encouraged to support the Jamaica Cancer Society's JCS effort to raise awareness as well as promote early detection and treatment of all cancers. This call comes from Governor General Sir Patrick Allen, who noted that the reward for such support could well be the saving of your own life or that of a family member or close friend. In his address read by Custos of St. Andrew Donna Parchment Brown at the JCS 60th anniversary launch ceremony, the Governor General said supporting the organization contributes towards winning the battle in the fight against cancer, which is lost by too many Jamaicans.
Your outreach has engendered several initiatives which are reaping resounding success, such as Jamaica Reach to Recovery and Relay for Life, both of which deserve to enjoy substantial sponsorship and support.
The Governor General says another initiative that should also be supported is the mobile screening unit of the JCS. He says that this has assisted many Jamaican women, especially in rural communities, to gain access to early detection and screening services. In the meantime, he's encouraging Jamaicans to get screened for cancer on a regular basis, as early detection is key to survival for cancer patients. He has made a special appeal to men to conquer that fear and as soon as possible get tested for prostate cancer, which he says is not a death sentence when detected early. He says too many persons die from cancer when screening and early detection and treatment could have saved their lives.
Thankfully, your promotion of a combination of some of these early detection procedures has given many cancer patients a new lease on life. They're able to live longer, have a better quality of life, and take care of themselves and their families.
The JCS, a non-profit, non-governmental organization established in 1955, is charged with the mandate to fight and defeat cancers in all its forms.
The National Solid Waste Management Authority, in partnership with the Ministry of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change, will be rolling out a 6-month pilot program for the collection of electronic waste across selected communities in St. Catherine, Kingston and St. Andrew. They will be collecting your e-waste on the last Sunday of each month during the pilot program. Visit nswma.gov.jm for more information and play your part. Remember, Jamaica's beauty is our duty. Funded by the Strategic Approach to International Chemicals Management.
Under Vision 2030, one of the national outcomes is to have a healthy and stable population. In order to achieve this, a health promotion approach will be taken and healthy lifestyle practices encouraged. Emphasis will be placed on strengthening primary healthcare delivery while improving secondary and tertiary care. And now for our Glimpses of Jamaica segment.
One of the main things we missing up now when me I grow up as a youth. We used to have a thing called a pop gun. We use bamboo joint and rose up a shot. Push it in and blow in it. We now see that again. We used to use arsai, rub the arsai upon the concrete and put it upon the next one jar and fire that it burn him. We now see that again, you know? My name is Michael Matthews and I'm from Arakabesa St. Mary.
And remember, the invitation is always open for you to share some of your glimpses of Jamaica with us. Send an email to glimpses@jis.gov.jm or call 926-359024. And that's where we leave you today. Thanks for your company. With studio engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Casita Irving. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.